Washington's Governor Chris Gregoire proposed a new wholesale vehicle fuel tax yesterday. The governor says the money will help the state support education. It could mean higher prices at the pump. KUOW's Derek Wong has a story.
Governor Gregoire says her proposal would help cover the cost of getting kids to school, literally. Currently, school districts help pay for students' transportation needs, but a recent court ruling says state government is not doing enough to support education, including education-related transportation. Gregoire's solution is to pass a new tax on refineries to basically pay for school bus costs.
Let's be clear. The five top oil companies in America in the first 6 months of this year had over $60 billion in profits. So I expect them to do this without passing this on to consumers.
Gregoire's proposal would cost fuel wholesalers about 5 cents a gallon in the first year. The tax would gradually increase to about 12 cents a gallon in about 5 years. State Senator Andy Hill is the likely chairman of the Senate Budget Committee. He opposes the plan and predicts that the new fuel tax would get passed down to consumers.
That really hurts the middle class as they fill up their tanks. I think when you ask the average voter, when you ask about transportation, they think about roads, bridges, tunnels, ferries. They don't think about school buses.
Fellow Republicans say the state doesn't need to raise taxes to pay for education. Gregoire's plan would need to be approved by two-thirds of the legislature and Governor-elect Jay Inslee. A spokesman for Inslee would not say whether the incoming governor supports Gregoire's plan. The spokesman said Inslee will lay out his own budget plan during the upcoming legislative session. I'm Derek Wong, KUOW News.